今天是安息圣日啊，我们早上的崇拜聚会要跟各位互相勉励的是为子而活的使命。
Today is the Holy Sabbath day. Our topic this morning is mission in living for the Lord.
也许有人会感觉主耶稣太自私。
Some people feel that Jesus is selfish.
要做些相信他的人为他而活。
He wants those who follow him to live for him.
其实呢，就是我们很多信主的人从主的恩典里面来受感动而祝愿为他而活。
Actually, it's rather the followers of Jesus who are willing to live for him.
保罗有提到我们为什么要为主而活，他提出有充分的理由。
Paul has given us several good reasons for living in the Lord.
也就是说，他为我们舍命，流出宝血来使我们脱离罪恶的死亡。
First, the Lord Jesus shed his precious blood to redeem us from sin.
因为他所付出的爱很大，所以呢，基督的爱来激励我们。
Our Lord has given us much love, and therefore his love controls us.
使我们甘心乐意为主而活。
Because of that, we are willing to live to him.
不止这样，借着他的恩典，让我们呢重生成为新的人。
Moreover, through his grace, we are reborn into a new creation.
当然，在基督里面呢，做新造的人的生活呢，就跟从前不一样。
Since we are new creation in Christ, our life will change.
所以我们为主而活，有做充分的理由。
And therefore we live to the Lord because we have good reasons.
也因为呢，我们为主而活，从他的恩典里面呢，我们有活泼的盼望。
Because we live for him, we have a living hope.
从这些感受呢，也让我们的人生观呢，跟以前不一样。
And from these, we should have different views from the past.
那么有关为子而活呢，他当然有很强烈的使命。
Of course, we have a sense of mission when we live to the Lord.
因为这种使命要不断地去完成。
And we have to complete this mission.
所以就让我们呢，很勇敢的、很需要的继续活下去。
And that is why we should live, continue living courageously.
如果人只为自己而活的话，
If we live only for ourselves,
当自己有不如意不顺利的事情发生的时候，
When we are faced with afflictions,
也许他不想活，
Perhaps we would like to end our lives,
或者是为家人而活的人，
Or for those who live with their family,
当家人遭遇到不幸的时候，
When affliction strikes the family,
他的人生观会带来很悲哀，
This person will become pessimistic,
就不想活，
I would like to end their life,
或者是为国家而活的人，
Or for those who live for their country,
当国家强盛的时候，他活得很愉快。
When the nation is prosperous, he will be happy.
当国家灭亡的时候，他也不想活了。
But when the nation is destroyed, he would like to end his life too.
但唯独为基督而活的人的人生观就不一样。
But only for those who live to Christ, their concept of life is different.
因为基督永远活在天上，活在地上。
Because our Lord lives forever in heaven and on earth.
所以我们呢，为他而活。
Therefore, we live to him.
是永远性的。
And this is everlasting.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章十五节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15.
哥林多后书第五章十五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。使徒保罗在这边提到基督替众人而死啊。
Apostle Paul says here that Jesus Christ died for all.
他所付出的代价很高。
And he has paid a high price.
但是后来他又从死里复活。
But he resurrected from his death.
因此这些蒙他救恩的人，
And hence those who were saved by him,
就不再为自己而活，是为基督而活的。
They no longer live for themselves, rather they live for him.
那么十六节、十七节提到我们呢为他而活的做些充分的理由。
Verse 16, verse 17 gives us reasons for living to the Lord.
接下来保罗就提到我们为主而活的人的使命是什么呢？
And then Paul gives us the mission for those who live for him.
请看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好。又将劝人与他和好的足分赐给我们。这里提到说借着基督让我们跟天上的真神天父来和好。
Verse 18 says that through Jesus Christ we are reconciled to God.
并且呢，借着做和好的主分，来成为我们的使命。
And then the ministry of reconciliation became our mission.
也就是说，我们今天为主而活呢，我们必须去尽这种职分。
In other words, today we live for the Lord, and therefore we must do our mission.
也就是说，为主而活的人应尽的本分是什么呢？
It simply tells us the duty of those who live for the Lord.
带领更多的人跟神和好。
And this duty is for us to bring more people to reconcile to God.
人与神之间有一道墙隔开。
There is a barrier between God and humans.
那么除了人与神以外呢，也要借着我们来让人与人之间和好。
Besides reconciling between humans and God, it is also through us that we reconcile between two humans.
因为呢，在十九节里面有提到，把这和好的道理呢，也托付了我们。
Because in verse 19 it tells us that this message of reconciliation is entrusted to us.
这些呢，都成为我们为主而活的人强烈的使命。
And all these became a sense of mission to us.
不止这样，二十节又提到说，我们是做基督的使者。
Verse 20 says that we are ambassadors for Christ.
也就是说，和平的使者。
Rather, we are ambassadors of peace.
从这几节圣经，让我们知道我们的使命是什么。
From these verses, we know what our mission is.
基督来到世界，他所完成的就是让世人跟天父真神和好。
Jesus Christ came into the world so that he can reconcile between God and humans.
这种和好的道理又托付给我们。
And this message of reconciliation is then entrusted to us.
我们请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
十四节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14.
以弗所书第二章十四节到十六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14 to verse 16.
因为他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一。拆毁了中间隔断的墙，十五节。
15.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己成就一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。十六节。
16.
记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。这里提到基督为人舍命，是让人跟神和好。
And here it tells us that Christ gave up his life so that we can reconcile to God.
本来人与神之间呢有一道墙隔开。
Initially there was a dividing wall of hostility between humans and God.
这一道墙是从我们的始祖亚当夏娃的时候所筑出来的。
This wall was built during the era of Adam and Eve.
也就是说，罪墙把圣洁的神跟犯罪的人隔开。
In other words, this wall of sin has caused a division between God and humans.
以至于神有很多丰富的恩典要临到我们。
And God has much grace to shower upon us.
因为罪的阻隔。But、而人不能够去分享他。
Because of this dividing wall of sin, humans have no part in the grace of God.
那么耶稣基督来到世界呢，借着被钉在十字架上所流的宝血。
And Jesus Christ came into the world and he shed blood on the cross.
把这道罪墙呢拆开了。
By doing so, he had torn down this wall.
让人能够直接跟天父真神交往。
He torn down the wall so that humans can reconcile to God.
让人能够成为天父真神的儿女。
This way, humans can once again claim his sonship.
所以，基督所完成的这种和好的道理是非常伟大的。
Therefore, Jesus had done a great thing by bringing reconciliation between God and humans.
并且借着基督这个桥梁呢，让人跟天父真神成为一体。
And it is also through Jesus Christ that humans and God unite into one.
这是非常亲密的结合啊。
This is a very intimate relationship.
因此我们今天为主而活呢，也必须要继续来完成这种和好的这种使命。
And today we live for the Lord, and therefore it is our mission to bring the message of reconciliation to others.
人与神之间的这一道墙
this wall between humans and God
不主从始祖亚当夏娃那时候筑起来
it was constructed during the time of Adam and Eve
以后每一代的人呢都因为呢啊没有好的表现
from then on each generation who had shown an evil deed
那么这一道墙继续存在
in each generation this wall still exists
我们请看以西结书第一哥罗西书第一章二十一节
Please turn to Colossians chapter 1
哥罗西书第一章二十一节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 21
你们从前与神隔绝因着恶行心里与他为敌使徒保罗在这边提到我们从前就是还没信耶稣的时候
So this verse says that we once which means before we became followers of Jesus
跟神隔绝的原因呢就是因为我们的行为不好
we were estranged and hostile mind because we were doing evil deeds
以至于成为神的仇敌
and hence we were seen as the enemies of God
这是非常悲哀的事情
this is a very unfortunate event
好像父族之间成为仇人
just like a father and son seeing each other as the enemy
就是因为人的行为不好所引起的
This is because of the evil deeds that we do
因为神是圣洁的神
God is holy
以赛亚先知也曾经强调说
The prophet Isaiah said
说人经常祷告祷告的声音不能够达到神的面前
Prophet Isaiah said that we often pray but our voices could never reach up to God
并不是说神耳朵发沉啊
This does not mean that God is not hearing us
并不是神的能力呢啊太少
or God has limited powers
是因为人的罪让人与神之间来隔绝
rather it is the sin of all humans that became a wall
所以人的罪呢啊成为人与神之间的一道墙
and therefore the sin of all humans is a wall between God and humans
虽然基督为人类把这道墙拆毁了
even though Christ had torn down this wall
但是个人的行为不断地又把这一道墙筑起来
But individual deeds again reconstructed this wall
以至于不断地成为神的仇敌
As a result, we are often seen as the enemy of God
那么今天我们为主而活的人
And today for those who live to the Lord
就是要去完成拆掉这一道墙
The mission is to tear down the wall
我们必须要不断地努力去传福音啊
We should work hard to preach the gospel.
去带领更多的人啊，跟天父真神和好。
We should bring more people to God to reconcile.
这就是我们应尽的本分。
This is our duty.
那保罗说，把这个职分呢啊，赐给我们。
And Paul says that this mission entrusted upon us.
和好的职分。
This message of reconciliation.
这也是我们今天所有的称为神儿女的天职啊。天主就是应尽的本分
This again is an obligation of the children of God
请看马太福音第五章
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5
第九节
Verse 9
马太福音第五章第九节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 9
属人和睦的人有福气了因为他们必称为神的儿女主耶稣在这边讲到有很多的福气的其中一件
Here is one of the blessed blessings of Jesus
就是属人和睦的人有福气
It says blessed are the peacemakers
因为他必称为神的儿女
For they shall be called sons of God
那么我们今天是先得到神的儿女的这种身份
Today we have first received the sonship of God
那么我们既然是神的儿女呢我们就有这种族分就是呢属人跟神来和睦
Since we are the sons of God it is our duty to reconcile with God and humans
这是天父真神赋给我们应尽的本分
This is a duty that God has entrusted on us
能去完成这种工作的人有福气啦
For those who are able to complete the mission they are blessed
所以我们每一个呢都是主耶稣的儿女
Every one of us is a child of God.
我们为他而活
And we live for God.
我们的使命就是带领更多的人跟神来和好。
Our mission then is to bring more people to reconcile to God.
那保罗强调这种族训呢？一方面也指的献身当传道人的族训。
And Paul, when he mentioned this, probably telling us to devote ourselves to the work of God.
一方面也指的我们所有弟兄姐妹呢，必须有这种使命。
Or at the same time, it could be telling brothers and sisters to have this mission.
不止我们要完成神与人之间呢。把这一道墙拆毁以外，
we should not only tear down this wall between God and humans.
基督徒也有本分呢，把人与人之间的墙把它拆毁。
We should also be tearing down walls between two humans.
主耶稣在世的时候，
during the ministry of Lord Jesus,
民族之间的墙呢，也是筑得相当高。
There was also a wall between two races.
像犹太人与希律尼人，
for example, the Jews and the Greeks.
互相不来往。
They would have no dealings with each other.
因为犹太人认为他们是纯犹太人，希律尼人不纯。
The Jews felt that they are a pure race. On the other hand, the Greeks are not.
因此，他们认为自己呢是圣洁的子民。
And therefore, they felt that they are a holy people, a holy race.
所以希律尼人不配跟他们一样。
And therefore, the Greeks are not fit to be with them.
所以就不跟他们来往。
And therefore they would have no dealings with the Greeks.
那么希律尼人他们感觉犹太人呢爱心不够。
The Greeks, however, felt that the Jews have no love.
心地狭窄。
They are narrow-minded.
所以他们呢也有自己的自尊，就不跟他们来往。
For their own dignity's sake, they decided not to have any dealings with the Jews.
散居在犹太地里面的还有其他的民族。
There are also other races and tribes living among the Jewish land.
虽然在同一块的土地上，但是民族之间却有一道墙。
They may be living on the same piece of land, but there are walls between races.
所以主耶稣来到犹太社会传福音的时候，
And when Jesus came to preach to the Jewish society,
他发现这种现象。
He found such phenomenon.
他就不断地把这一道墙把它拆掉。
And slowly he began to tear down these walls.
像约翰福音第四章里面记载一段故事。
For example, in John chapter 4, there is a short story.
也就是说，有一次主耶稣跟门徒呢要从犹大往加利利去的时候。
And once Jesus and his disciples were on their way to Galilee.
经过撒玛利亚。
They passed through Samaria.
那么撒玛利亚人呢，在犹太人的心目中呢是不纯的犹太人。
And the Jews felt that the Samaritans are not pure Jews.
这个时候呢，已经快中午了。
At this time, it is about noon.
那么耶稣的门徒呢，就进城去买东西。
The disciples of Jesus entered into the city to buy food.
主耶稣在城外等他们。
Jesus was waiting outside the city.
在这个时候，城里有一个妇人到城外来打水。
At this time, a woman came out of the city to draw water.
因为在那边有一棵井是称为雅各井，就是他们祖先所留下来的。
And outside the city, there was a wall known as Jacob's well. Sorry.
主耶稣就就近这个妇人请她给她一点水。
Jesus approached the woman and asked her for a drink.
结果这个撒玛利亚妇人呢，觉得很惊讶。
The Samaritan woman was surprised.
你为什么向我要水呢？
How is it that you ask a drink of me?
本来犹太人跟撒玛利亚人就没有来往的。
The Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
最近很多年的事情。
And this has been a tradition for many years.
但是今天身为犹太人的耶稣竟然向这位撒玛利亚妇人要水喝。
But Jesus, being a Jew, asked the Samaritan woman for a drink.
其实主耶稣是借这种话题要打开这一道墙。
Actually, Jesus is trying to tear down this wall.
就在彼此交谈之间。
And hence, and during the conversation,
这位妇人发现真理在耶稣的身上。
This woman felt that Jesus has been telling her the truth.
因为主耶稣提到喝他所赐的水永远不渴。
Jesus mentioned that for those who drink the water of Jesus, he shall never be thirsty.
从水一直谈到敬拜神的问题。
And from water, they jumped to the topic of worshiping God.
后来，这个妇人呢，就认识了耶稣啊，他是所要来的弥赛亚。
Later on, this woman knew that Jesus is the Messiah.
并且带领城里面的人呢，来见耶稣，也相信了耶稣。
And she brought many people from the city to Jesus, and they all believed in him.
主耶稣把这一道墙拆开了。
And Jesus had torn down this wall.
让城里很多的人来得到主耶稣的恩典。
And many people in that city received grace from God.
不止主耶稣在世的时候有民族之间的墙。
Not only there was a wall between the two races.
使徒时代的教会呢，到处发展了。
The church during the apostolic times were prospering.
但是民族之间的墙还是筑得很高。
Yet this wall among the races was still very high.
后来保罗呢，发现这一点了，他就不断地把这一道墙拆开。
When Paul found out about this, he slowly began to tear down the walls.
本来耶稣的门徒彼得也有这种观念的。
Initially, Peter also have the same concept as the Jews.
认为犹太人跟其他的民族的人呢啊不能够在一起。
He felt that Jews should not associate with other non-Jews.
也不需要把福音传给他们。
And it is not necessary to evangelize the gospel to them.
但是彼得在一次祷告当中的异象当中呢得到启示啊。
But he was revealed in a vision.
也必须把福音传给犹太人以外的人。
He was enlightened and he.Understood that he must preach the gospel to non-Jews as well.
借着这从天上来的异象，让他深深了解。
And through this vision, he had a deeper understanding.
也就是说，为主而活的人呢，应当有的使命呢，就是要带领人与人之间和好。
In other words, for those who live for the Lord, they have a mission to tear down the wall between people.
带领人与神之间呢，啊，能够和好。
That he must also bring people to God.
这就是我们为主而活的人呢啊，很强烈的使命。
And this is a mission, a strong mission for us.
那么人与人之间的这道墙是怎么筑起来的呢
？And how is this wall between two humans built up?
当然，这有很多的原因呐、啊。
Of course, there are many reasons.
啊，人为的原因。
One could be a human factor.
比如说，人与人之间呢，互不了解。
For example, there could be some misunderstanding between two.
因此呢，就无形中会筑了一道墙。
And therefore, unknowingly, they might have built up a wall.
因为互相不了解。
Because of misunderstanding.
或者是互相有猜疑。
Or they were guessing at each other.
或者是互相之间呢有得罪的地方。
Perhaps they have offended one another.
这些原因都很容易筑一道墙。
All these reasons are enough to build up a wall.
我们请参看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第三章十三节。
Colossians chapter
3. 哥罗西书第三章十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 13.
倘若这个人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕你们？你们也要怎样饶恕人？人与人之间有嫌隙的地方
，If there's a complaint against one another，
就容易成为一道墙。
This is enough to build up a wall。
因为互不了解，互相猜疑。
Because there's misunderstanding with each other。
那往往因为人性的弱点，没有办法来彼此包容、彼此饶恕。
And it is often a weakness of humans that we cannot forbear one another。
经过时间的拉长呢，就成为一道墙。
And after a long time, this became a wall.
那么人与人之间呢，这道墙也要借着我们所有神的儿女来把它拆开呀。
Now this wall should be torn down by us, the children of God.
所以有的人进了基督里面以后
，And there are people once they become followers of Jesus.
啊，就会感受到啊，神的教会一家人呢。跟以前不一样的。
They felt that the family or the household of God is different from the past.
所以今天我们在真教会里面呢，虽然有各种民族不一样，但是从同样归入在基督里面的。
And today we are Christians. We may come from different backgrounds, but we all belong to Christ.
我们会感受到成为一家人。
We can feel that we are one family.
觉得很亲密。
We feel that we are close.
因为呢，没有这一道墙。
Because there is no wall among us or between us.
但是还没信主的人呢?
But for those who are non-believers,
还会觉得人与人之间有一道墙。
They could still feel that there is a wall.
那么这个就必须要借助我们来完成这种使命。
And it is through us that this wall be taken off.
使一些还没有认识主的人对我们的看法会不一样。
It is our mission to let others see us differently.
那么人与人之间的墙呢，有时候是因为互相得罪而筑起来的。
And sometimes this wall was built up because of someone offending another.
所以人的嫉妒跟恨呢，会成为一道墙。
And hence jealousy and hatred becomes a wall.
使他们呢没有办法呢在一起。
Hence the two cannot be reconciled.
或者是呢彼此之间的误会。
Or perhaps misunderstandings between two.
在圣经里面也有这种故事。
There are such stories in the Bible.
那这种误会呢，往往也会成为一道墙。
And these sort of misunderstandings often become a wall.
或者是为了自己的安全。
Or for the sake of one's security.
处处提防。
Began to take precautions.
那有这种提防的心，为了安全，但是却成为一道墙。
And such can become a wall.
那么，我们为主而活的人呢？
And us who live for the Lord,
就是要去拆开这些墙啊。
It is us who need to tear down this wall.
那么这些墙一拆开呢，神的恩典呢就很丰富的来临到我们了。
Once the wall is taken down, then the grace of God, can be showered upon us.
所以当保罗呢，他提到基督使人跟神和好的这种职分呢，也是给我们。
And therefore, Paul says that this mission.Of reconciliation is entrusted upon us.
我们要去完成这种职分。
We need to complete or finish our mission.
不止这样，这也成为一种很重要的道理。
And this, in turn, also became a teaching.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章十九节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19.
哥林多后书第五章十九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19.
这就是神在基督里面叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。保罗在这边提到说，神在基督里面叫世界的人跟他自己和好。
Paul says that in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself.
借着耶稣的救恩，不再将人的过犯呢归在人的身上。
Through the salvation of Christ, God no longer counts our trespasses against ourselves.
像我们今天已经受洗归入主里面的人
，For us who are baptized into the Lord,
罪已经呢不在我们的身上。
Our sins are washed away.
已经借着主耶稣的宝血来洁净了。
Through the precious blood.Of Jesus, we are cleansed.
那保罗在这边提到有关这种道理呢，也托付了我们。
And Paul says here that this message of reconciliation is entrusted to us.
那么也就是说，叫世人跟神和好的道理。
In other words, this is the message of reconciling between God and humans.
叫人与人之间的和好的这种道理。
And it's also the same message of reconciling between humans.
来托付了我们。
And this is entrusted to us.
所以根据保罗在这边阐明，我们除了有这种职分以外呢，还有这种道理要来充实我们的心啊。
Therefore, according to Paul, not only do we have this mission, but we also have this teaching to learn.
所以我们要去完成这种使命呢，必须要认真学习主耶稣的道理。
Hence, in order to us to finish our mission, we need to study the words of God or Jesus.
才能够呢去劝人来跟天父真神和好。
Only then can we encourage others to reconcile to God.
如果有人问你，你为什么要信耶稣
？If someone were to ask you why do you believe in Jesus,
你马上可以告诉他信耶稣的好处。
You can immediately tell him the advantages of believing in the Lord.
当然呢，这些好处也包括呢与神和好的道理里面。
Of course, one of the advantages would be to reconcile between God and us.
那这种道理 也包括人与人之间和好的道理。
And this teaching would also include reconciling between two humans.
所以有的人在家庭里面不能过得圆满的生活。
Some people may not have a harmonious family life.
当他信耶稣以后
But after becoming a follower of Jesus,
渐渐他的家里呢啊得到改善。
There was some change in the household.
能够彼此相爱，互相尊重。
Everyone can respect and love one another.
就是因为呢，得到这种和好的道理的造就。
This is because everyone has been edified with this message of reconciliation.
所以神的真理呢，对人的造就是很大的。
And therefore, the truth of God edifies everyone.
那么这些呢，都要我们去传扬。
And all these messages need to be evangelized.
我们温哥华教会呢，一定6月25号啊开始要布道会。
On June the 25th and onwards, we will begin a series of evangelical meetings.
当然呢，啊，这种工作很重要。
This is important work to us.
也需要我们弟兄姐妹呢，啊，热心去邀请慕道者来参加。
And we also require brothers and sisters to invite some friends to come.
这也是我们今天为主而活的人呢，应尽的本分。
This is also a duty that we should do since we are the children of God.
因为主耶稣把这种职分把这种道理来托付给我
There is another waiting for us
所以我们就能够继续的为主而活下去的
And that is the reason why we can continuously live for the Lord
你也会发现你为主而活活得有意义有价值
You will also find that your life for the Lord is meaningful
主耶稣在世的时候也曾经提到有关人向神祷告的问题
And during the ministry of Lord Jesus, he also mentioned about praying to God.
好像古代的人呢，把祭物拿到祭坛要献祭一样。
It's just like in the ancient times when the people have to bring their sacrificial animal to the altar.
那么祭物能够蒙神悦纳。
The sacrificial animal should please the Lord.
表示你的祷告呢得到效果。
If the animal pleased God, then your prayer has reached God.
但是主耶稣提到呢，有关当你的祭物把它摆下去的时候
，But Jesus mentioned that when you put your sacrificial animal on the altar，
你觉得与人之间有亏欠的地方
，And you felt that you have offended a fellow human being。
啊，这个时候呢，啊，主耶稣说，啊，不要呢，啊，献祭。
At this time, Jesus says, "Do not offer your sacrifice."
先去完成另一件事情。
Go and complete another one.
请看马太福音第五章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 23.
第五章二十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 23.
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨。二十四节
Verse 24,
就把礼物留在坛前先去同弟兄和好然后来献礼物主耶稣在这边提到、啊、在祭坛上要献礼物的事情
Here Jesus mentioned about offering gifts at the altar
这也表示我们呢、啊、已经跪下来要向神祷告
This could also signify asWe kneeling down praying to God.
摆上我们灵祭啊。
We offering our spiritual gift.
但这个时候我们想起呢，啊，跟弟兄姐妹啊有什么不好的地方。
But at this time we remember that one of our brother has a complaint against us.
那么主耶稣说要先跟他和好以后再来献祭。
Jesus says reconcile to your brother first, then come and offer your gift.
就表示说我们的祷告能够得到效果
This will show that our prayer has reached God
要把人与人之间的这道墙拆开呀、
啊、We should first tear down this wall between our brother and us
因为这道墙也会成为人与神之间的墙
Because this wall could also become a wall between God and us
那么先拆开一会就畅通到神那边去
After the wall has been torn down then there is a clear path betweenThere's a clear path to God.
这也是包括呢、啊、这个和好的道理里面。
This is also included in the teaching of reconciliation.
也是我们的使命。
And again, this is our mission.
所以我们无论对内对外都有强烈的使命。
Therefore, whether it's to ourselves or to the church, we have the sense of mission.
就是 保罗特别强调的，我们为主而活的人。
And this is why Paul emphasized that we are living to the Lord.
是主耶稣给我们神圣的职分，跟把这种道理托付给我们的。
And God has given us this ministry, and hence it is our mission.
使徒时代的教会呢，也有一些缺点呐。
And of course, there are some weaknesses in the church during the apostolic days.
像哥林多教会里面。
For example, in the church in Corinth,
虽然有很多属灵的恩赐，
even though many of the brethren were blessed with spiritual gifts,
但是呢，也有很多的缺点。
Yet together they carry with them human weaknesses.
曾经有一次呢，在主里面的弟兄呢，互相告状。
There was one incident where brothers in the church complained against one another.
那么哥林多教会为什么会发生这种情形呢？
Why would such incident happen in this particular church?
就是不能够以基督为中心啦。
This is because they have not seen Jesus as the center of their faith.
所以保罗写哥林多前书的时候告诉他们。
So when Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said,
在主里面呢不可以相争，不可以告状。
That there should be no complaints against one another in Christ.
然后呢，保罗提出呢两种办法。
And Paul raised two methods of solving.
请看哥林多前书第六章第七节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 7.
哥林多前书第六章第七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 7.
你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错了。为什么不情愿受欺呢？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？保罗在这边告诉他们
Here Paul tells the Corinthians
说他们彼此告状是不对的。
That it is wrong to file lawsuits against one another.
那既然不对，要怎么改善呢？
If it is wrong, then how could they correct it?
他说为什么不情愿受欺呢？
He says, why not rather suffer wrong?
这是精神上的让步。
This is to let another person win in spirit.
为什么不情愿出亏呢？
Why not rather be defrauded?
这是物质上的让步。
This is to let your brother win and materialize.
如果有这两种美德来让步的话，
If you have achieved these two virtues,
就没有中间就没有这一道墙。
Then there won't be a wall between the two.
就是人与人之间呢，就成为和睦。
And there shall be harmony.
那么这种道理呢，也是给我们。
Again, this is also a teaching directed to us.
所以保罗在这边告诉哥林多教会的情形。
So Paul is describing some of the incidents that happened in the church in Corinth.
在古代他们的祖先亚伯拉罕的时候。
In the ancient days, the ancestors of the Jews, Abraham.
就曾经遭遇到这种事情。
He had met similar incidents.
也就是说，亚伯拉罕跟他的侄儿罗德搬到迦南地以后，
Abraham with his nephew Lot moved to the land of Canaan.
因为呢，这两个家族呢，事业上都很成功的。
These two families have lots of cattle.
他们当时所经营的事业是畜牧业。
They were ranchers back then.
那么有一天，亚伯拉罕的牧人跟罗德的牧人就吵起来。
One day there was a quarrel between this servants of Lot and the servants of Abram.
这个时候亚伯拉罕呢怎样对他的侄儿罗德说呢？
And what did Abram said to his nephew Lot?
我们请参看创世纪十三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
创世纪十三章第八节。
Genesis chapter 13 verse 8.
十三章第八节。
Chapter 13 verse 8.
亚伯兰就对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。第九节
Verse 9,
遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。这里记载罗德跟亚伯兰的牧人呢相争啊。
Here it says that there is strife between the herdsmen of Lot and the herdsmen of Abram.
那么既然吵起来呢，这两家就没有办法和睦。
Since there is strife, there is no harmony between the two families.
也可以说， 他们的牧人呢都很忠心，忠心于主人呐、啊。
We can say that the herdsmen are loyal to the master.
为主人的益处。
And for the sake of their master.
为了维护主人的权益。
In order to protect the property of the master.
他们呢，就吵起来。
They quarrel among themselves or against one another.
这个时候，亚伯兰他发现不对劲。
At this point, Abram felt that something is wrong.
所以呢，罗德的树叶跟亚伯兰的树叶分开啊。
Even though Abram and Lot had different cattle.
但是亚伯兰说他们是骨肉之亲呐、啊。
But Abram said that they are kinsmen.
树叶虽然各自发展。
Even though they may have separate herds of cattle.
但是他们还是一家人。
But they're still one family.
所以骨肉之亲不能够呢相争的。
Therefore, because they're kinsmen, there shouldn't be any strife between them.
亚伯兰他有一体的精神。
And Abraham has this view of being united as one.
亚伯兰是长辈啊。
Abraham being the elder.
但是他在精神上呢吃亏啊。
But he is willing to suffer wrong.
先让罗德。
He's willing to let Lot pick first.
所以呢先选择啊。
He says, Lot, pick your land.
你要向左边发展，我就向右边；你要向右边发展，我就转到左边去。
Abram says that if you take the left, then I'll go to the right, or if you take the right, then I'll go to the left.
那么这也是表示亚伯兰在物质上呢，他宁愿吃亏呀。
This also shows that Abram was defrauded.
因为先选择的人一定占便宜的。
Because the person who chooses first will definitely choose a better place.
但是亚伯兰却有远大的眼光。
But Abraham was far-sighted.
看得见的东西所拥有的不见得有福气的。
He knew that the good things that you may possess may not be good.
因为他知道看不见的神呢在带领祝福人啊。
Because he knew that the God who is invisible to all humans is guiding him.
所以亚伯兰他有这种爱心让步啊。
And therefore, with great love, Abraham was able to let Lot choose first.
使他跟他的侄儿罗德这一道墙能够拆开啊。
And hence, the wall between Abraham and Lot was torn down.
结果呢，得到神很大的祝福啊。
And Abraham was blessed by God.
请看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，十五节，凡你所看见的一切，这的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。”罗德离开亚伯兰以后
，After Lot had separated from Abram，
表面上好像亚伯兰吃亏很大
，We may see that Abram has suffered quite a lot material-wise。
实际上呢？他得到神的祝福以后
But in fact, after he was blessed by God,
这个福气才大的
The blessing was greater.
神对他说
God said to him,
你所看得见的这一切我都要赐给你跟你的后裔直到永远
Everything that you see will be given to you and your descendants forever.
这是神祝福的话
This is a promise from God.
所以亚伯兰真正的发挥这种和睦的道理
And Abraham has truly lived the teaching of harmony.
所以我们今天为主而活的人，主耶稣呢，付给我们的属命。
And today we truly live for the Lord, and we must take on our mission.
就是要我们带领人与神之间来和好。
It is our mission to bring two people to bring harmony to people.
也要我们带领人与人之间能够和好。
And it is so us to bring harmony between humans and God.
这就是和好的道理。
This is the teaching of harmony.
我们再看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
二十节。
Verse 20.
哥林多后书第五章二十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20.
所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般。我们替基督求你们与神和好。保罗在这边提到基督的使者。
Paul says that we are ambassadors for Christ.
既然是神的使徒，就是神所差派的。
Since we are ambassadors for Christ, we are sent by Him.
我们来到这个世界，不是来这边观光的。
We haven't come into this world to travel or to look around.
我们是带着使命来到这个世界。
We came into a world with a mission.
尤其我们信耶稣以后啊。
Especially after we have become followers of God.
更感受到呢，我们是基督的使者啊。
We should truly feel that we are ambassadors of Christ.
好像一个很强的国家。
We're just like a very strong nation.
世界上有很多的呢国家跟他邦交。
Many people would like to trade with such a nation.
那么啊，这个国家呢，他会派很多的大使到世界各国去。
And this strong nation will be sending many ambassadors to various countries.
每一个大使都代表他们的国家，
and each ambassador represents his nation.
跟那邦交国呢和好，
and would bring peace with other nations,
to other nations. 互相啊建立一次，
and they would establish trade or other beneficial things.
同样的，我们美国是基督的使者，
we are in similar ways ambassadors for Christ.
也就是说，基督派遣在这个世界上。
In other words, Jesus has sent us to come here.
来带领更多的人来跟神和好。
And we are here to bring more people to reconcile to God.
所以保罗在这边强调使者呢，就是加强我们身份的尊贵。
And therefore, Paul says that this mission has given value to our status.
也就是说，我们每一个人呢，为主而活的，都有这种强烈的使命啊。
And for those who live to the Lord, this is our mission.
那么基督的使者也可以说是基督的所属用高贵的用人啊。
Ambassadors of Christ can also be a good and well a noble servant of God.
请看第六章的第三节第四节。
Let's read chapter 6 verse 3 and verse 4.
我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得做足分被人毁谤。第四节。反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人，就如在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦以后简略。保罗在这边提到说，凡事不叫人有妨碍。
Paul says that we put no obstacle in anyone's way，
免得我们呢这个职分被人毁谤。
So that no fault may be found with our ministry。
既然有神圣的职分，
Since we have such a holy ministry,
那么就在各样事上表明自己是神的用人啊。
Then we should commend ourselves in every way as the servants of God.
那么这种用人呢，也是呢，基督的使者。
And these servants of God are also ambassadors for Christ.
好像卑贱的，其实是尊贵的。
We may seem ignoble, but in fact we are noble.
所以我们每一个为主而活的人都有这种感受啊。
So everyone who lives for the Lord, we should feel this way.
能够呢去体会主耶稣的心肠啊。
We should experience our Lord Christ.
也就是说，希望更多的人来跟神和好。
And we would like more people to reconcile to God.
我们请看腓立比书第一章第八节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1, verse 8.
腓立比书第一章第八节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。保罗经常体会到基督的心肠。
And Paul felt the affection of Christ.
因为基督完成救恩以后，就希望更多的人来接受他的救恩。
Because after Jesus had completed his salvation, he wanted more people to come to him.
这种心肠呢，我们做神儿女的能够体会到。
And such an affection, we can understand it.
那么我们就会呢，积极地去完成神给我们的使命。
If we can understand such affection, we can understand the mission that God has given upon us.
我们再看回哥林多后书第五章二十一节。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
第五章二十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 21.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪， 好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。那么我们呢啊，能够成为神的儿女的根基呢，在这边提到
Here it tells us that we are children of God，
也就是说神属那无罪的基督啊，
that God has made Christ the sinless one
替我们成为罪人，
to be sinful on, for our sake，
被钉在十字架上，
and was sacrificed on the cross，
然后借着他所流的宝血来赎我们，
And through the precious blood that he shed, we are redeemed.
使我们今天相信他的人能够呢啊，在他里面成为神的义。
And today, for those who have come to him, we become righteous in God.
这就是主耶稣给我们的恩典。
This is the grace that Jesus had given us.
这就是我们今天为什么要为主而活的理由。
This is the reason why we live for the Lord today.
那么啊，基督为我们所付出的代价很高啊。
And Lord Jesus paid a high price for us.
我们经常能够去感受到。
We should often feel this.
我今天有神的义在我身上。
We should understand that the righteousness of God is on us.
就是因为他的牺牲，才有我啊这种神的义啊。
And because of his sacrifice that we received the righteousness.
那么能够经常去感受到呢啊，就会去完成。为主而活的这种使命。
If you can understand the righteousness of God, then you are able to complete the mission that God has entrusted to us.
啊，不止这样。
Not only so.
我们也不断地去遵习啊这种身份。
We should also cherish our status, our identity.
去遵习这种福气啊。
Should observe or keep such blessings.
啊，遵守主耶稣的道理。
To observe the teachings of Jesus.
直到永远呐。
Till the very last day.
那么有关呢为主而活的使命呢啊，早上呢就讲这些啊，跟大家做参考。
I end my sermon here this morning.